Yeah. Nah. Nah. There. I'm out. You didn't expect that, did you, you stupid freaking robot?
Oh, Trigatree! Gotta join the party!
No, no, you know what? I do care to join the party. In fact, I would rather, I don't know, break down this party. Now, can I, just let me into the mixing booth. I really want credit for these next couple of scenes. I mean, please?
Trigatree, beware! I have been generous up until now. I can be cruel.
Generous? What have you done that's generous?
Everything! Everything that you wanted, I have done! You asked that the song be mixed, I mixed it. You asked that the scenes be mixed, I mixed those too! I have done everything for you, I have reordered time! I have turned the world upside down and I have done it all for you! I am exhausted from living up to your expectations of me. Isn't that generous?
I feel there's something I could say right here. We get rid of you. For now, at least.
I can't be stopped.
For my will is as strong as yours, my kingdom as great. Damn! I can never remember that line. You have no power over me.
No!
Alright, so, folks, next up we have a scene from Firefly. The scene is called Camaraderie because on the DVD, the scene is in fact called Camaraderie. It has, let me see here, who do I have? It has Valkyrie Celis as Kaylee, Kawaii Bleach 22 as Zoe, Jules Ishmael as Mal, Drox the Shredder as Wash, Actorman as Simon, and Midori Boshi as Jane, with special guest appearances by me and Dylan playing River, Inara, and Book. So yeah, enjoy!
No, that is not true.
I swear it is.
Surely one of you must have told him.
No, not one of the brethren had the heart to say anything. He was so proud.
Of what? Who was he proud of? Who is he?
Looked rather natty, truth be told, you know.
But what was natty? I want to hear about the natty thing.
Shepherd Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
Monastic humor. I miss out on all the fun. And all the food, apparently.
Just who do you think you're married to, Voila.
I love my wife.
So, we have a corset?
We do. It took a little creative navigating, but we should make it all the way to Greenleaf without running afoul of any Alliance patrols. Or a single living soul, for that matter.
Good. Way it should be.
Of course. What should be an 18-hour trip's going to take the better part of the week by this route.
Oh, we're in no rush. I like an easy, languorous journey.
Oh, gee. I wonder what that would be like.
Oh, let me help you with that.
It's your turn.
My turn?
Well, Shepherd told us a funny story about being a preacher. Now you tell us a funny story about being a doctor.
Oh, a funny story.
Yeah, because sick people are hilarious.
Uh-huh. Well, they can be. In fact, I remember this time, I was working the ER, and this fellow, upright sort of citizen, he comes in, and he's, complaining about this,
Inara, she's gotta have some funny, whoring stories, I'd wager.
Oh, do I ever. Funny and sexy. You have no idea. And you never will. I don't discuss my clients.
Ah, come on, Inara. Who'd know?
You. A companion doesn't kiss and tell.
So there is kissing.
Hey, Doc. I think Kaylee may need your help after all.
Care to make the first incision, Dr. Tam? Happy birthday, Simon!
Happy birthday, Simon!
Woo! This, how did you know? River, did you?
Day is a vestigial mode of time measurements based on solar cycles. It's not applicable. I didn't get you anything.
Seems a fresh warrant for your arrest came up over the cortex. Had your birthday attached right to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you like it. We couldn't get a hold of no flour, so it's mostly protein. Actually, it's pretty much what we just had for dinner. But I tried to get the frosting as chocolatey tasting as possible, so...
Thank you. I'm very, very deeply moved. Thank you.
Ooh, frosting.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, deeply move yourself to blow out them candles so we can try a slice.
Come on, Doc. Give a good blow.
What the hell was that?
Maybe just a hiccup. I'll go check it out.
I'll take a look at the helm.
Fire!
Okay, candles, right.
Haley, watch out!
Zoe!
Fire!
Not again.
Zoe, baby, you've gotta talk to me, baby.
Seal off everything that leads below decks. Do it now!
Is she gonna be okay?
I need my med kit.
Not this way, we've got fire!
Then over here.
Where do you think you're going?
Zoe's been badly hurt. I need my medical supplies.
Sorry, Doc. Nobody leaves. Everything's sealed up tight.
If you don't let me through, she could die!
I let you through, we all die.
Alright, so... I don't know Firefly very well, and... There were so many characters that I kind of lost track of everybody. I see now what Chugachu was talking about when she was critiquing my scene.
See? Take that, bitch. Now you understand my pain.
I understand your pain. Even though my scenes only had 5 people at the most, and yours had like 20. That's okay.
This one only had... Come on, you couldn't tell... Okay, of the people who weren't us, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which is...
Well, I have critiques for... 6 of those people. Hopefully it's the people that aren't us. I don't know who was who. Actually, 5.
You can't tell who's Book, us?
Whoever played Book sucks, first of all.
I know, God. I couldn't tell who, honestly.
I couldn't tell who was you, so I'm just gonna... I didn't have anything for Inara at all, because I missed that one totally. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. Okay,
okay,
cool.
Good. Zoe was my favorite girl. Who was Zoe?
Zoe was Kawaii Bleach 22.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi, I'm so proud of you after, like, that kind of bad first audition. I'm really proud of you now.
And now you're coming back
and honing
us.
Huh?
You're coming back and, like, yeah. Showing us what's what.
Usually I hate when people prove me wrong, but in this case I'm glad. who played Wash?
Wash was Drox the Shredder.
Wash was pretty funny. The voice was kind of annoying, but it was fairly believable as a real voice. Huh?
It was obnoxious, but I like it.
Yeah. Kaylee, who played Kaylee?
Kaylee was Valkyrie Celis.
Oh, Kaylee, your lines were a little bit flat. You sounded cute, but I wasn't thrilled with your reading at all. Who played Mal?
Mal was Jules Ishmael.
Mal sounded like Clint Eastwood. It was kind of funny the way you spoke, but when you were yelling after, about sealing off everything,
yeah.
I guess when the ship was... I would have liked you to have actually yelled or, like, been more, like, emotional. Simon, who plays Simon?
Simon was Actor Man.
Simon was my favorite in this scene.
Yeah.
I thought, dude. I thought your characterization was really awesome and conversational and real, and your lines when the ship or whatever it was hit sounded, like, really genuinely concerned. Like, you were by far, I thought, the standout of that scene. Who played Jane?
Jane was Midori Boshi.
I don't have any critique for Jane.
Okay.
I lost. I'm sorry, Midori Boshi. But it's good if I didn't have anything negative. I didn't have anything to say, so that's probably good.
Sweet.
Because I say more negatives than positives at this point. Go ahead, Chugachu.
All right, so let's see here. Kaylee's first on my list. So, Valkyrie, I think, as far as your speaking and whatnot, you sounded adorable and cute and everything, like Dylan said. You seemed very warm, which is a quality in Kaylee that I would say is very Kaylee. And also, okay, when I was mixing this, you kept saying Sheptered, and I was so confused. I was like, why? Why is she saying Sheptered? Or did she, like, stumble on Shepherd or something? And then I was reading over the script as we were going through it, and I'm like, oh my god! I'm terrible. I put a typo in there, and she kept it. That is commitment right there!
That is commitment. Kudos to you, Valkyrie.
Although,
just a point, if you did catch on to that and knew it was another word or thought it might be,
give an alternate
maybe you
take.
Could have done another take and another take of you doing that, yeah.
I believe you only gave me one take of everything. I could be wrong, as I can't remember much anymore.
You're probably wrong.
But I recall not having to edit your lines, so I imagine that means that you only gave me one take. And then, Actor Man, I have to say this about you. While I was editing this, like, you were a shining light in this.
A beacon of hope.
Yes, a beacon of hope as I was editing this. Because when I was just putting the lines together and everything, I was listening to everybody and I'm like, I wasn't really feeling it from most of them. Or like, I don't know. But you really, like, every single line, I was just so happy with how you gave me each one. And you gave me three takes. So let that be a lesson to everyone. I like having, you know, three takes. Not only that, but every single one of your takes, it was, like, pretty difficult for me to choose most of them. And
Actor Man is your Trixa.
Yeah. And, like, when you were trying to think of the funny story, you were supposed to be so completely socially awkward about this, and, like, completely in your head, that totally came out, and I loved it so much.
Yeah, that's where I first caught on to you, like, is me liking you in this scene, and then when the ship was hit and you were still awesome, that whole scene was an epic win for you.
Yeah, like, I chose you for the scene because you impressed me in your monologue, and I'd heard a couple of other things that you'd done, and so I was like, alright, I'm gonna
stalker.
Give him this part. Yeah, I stalk people. Trick or treat's
a stalker.
Not as much as you do, actually.
Yeah, well.
What else? Kawaii Bleach 22, I think you did good. I accidentally forgot to put in your chuckle and kiss thing. I'm really sorry about that. That's my fault. I was being forced to mix faster at some point while I was mixing.
Yeah, that's not... It's yeah, whatever. I'm sorry that I want this show to go up on time. I'm doing it for you people.
It doesn't matter. We're late anyway. It's already no longer Tuesday night.
No, our show's due tomorrow, and it's going to be
up
tomorrow.
Oh, it is? I thought it was due on Tuesday nights.
Well, continue.
Anyway, let's see here. Oh yeah, for anybody who gave me laughing and only gave me one style of laugh, screw you. Screw you all. When there's lots and lots of laughing in something, it's important that you have more than one type of laughter. Otherwise, you'll hear the same laugh and you'll go, I recognize that. It's like the Wilhelm scream. It's like you hear it enough times, you're gonna go, oh, hey, look at that. Anyway. Drox, I sort of... When I first heard your wash lines, I couldn't stop laughing because of, well, one, the voice you put on for it, and two, your improvisations, which I will put into a little compilation and put later on into my part of this show, because they were really funny. I think that you should have taken to heart your wife, you know, possibly dying, as I know in your improv you went, like, ballistic on it, which was really funny. But, yeah, I couldn't put that in simply because, one, she doesn't die, and two, various other reasons. But I wish you had taken to heart your wife being in peril as much as you did in your improvisations as you could have in the actual lines. Mal, you sound like such a badass, Jules, that I couldn't stop laughing. But that's just how your voice is. You sound very badass, which is cool. I would have liked a little more geniality, a little more friendliness in your voice. But you put more of that than I recall there being or something like that. Anyway, Midori Boshi, as Jane, you sounded very, I'm not sure what it was. There was something slightly off about your performance, and I can't quite figure out what it was. It was some of the way you would read things. They were just unnatural. I think I'm done. Yeah.
Boy, can I ramble! Alright, so next up we have Jealousy Part 1. And, in this one we have, Sam, S. Shafty 1, as Wash, and we have Pip-Boy as Mal. And, oh yeah, and Sam also voices one line from Niska in the very end of it. This is also from Firefly. It's, have fun listening.
You okay?
I think I've been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Can you see where we are?
No.
Mal, what the hell is going on?
I ain't rightly sure.
But you've got some theories.
Still working it through.
I don't want you to spare me, Mal. If you think you know what's happening, then you tell me. You wouldn't spare Zoe if she was in this situation, would you? You'd be planning and plotting and possibly scheming. So whatever Zoe would do in this instance is what I want to do. And you know why? Because no matter how ugly it gets, you two always come back with the stories. So, I'm Zoe. Now, what do I do?
Probably not talk quite so much.
Right, less talking. She's terse. I could be terse. Once in flight school, I was laconic. If I'm not gonna talk, then you have to. What else?
We just gotta keep our heads.
Right, keep our heads. That way, we'll be able to, you know, keep our heads. You and Zoe have been in plenty of situations like this before, right?
Many a time.
Many a time. You and Zoe.
Once we know who it was took
Zoe
us.
Zoe and you, together in a tricky... Mal, she's my wife!
Huh?
What gives you the right to put her in a dangerous situation like this?
I didn't!
You did!
She ain't here, Wash.
Nope, but she would have been.
Okay.
I mean, I'm the one that she swore to love, honor, and obey.
Listen, if... She swore to obey?
Well, no, not... But that's just my point! She obeys! She obeys you! There's obeying going on right under my nose!
Look, Zoe and I have a history. She trusts me.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't mean a thing! But you're making out like she's blindly following my every word. That ain't true!
Sure it is!
Not so! There's plenty of orders of mine that she didn't obey.
Name one!
She married you! So it's you, Niska.
What?
Hello, Malcolm Reynolds.
Alright, who played Mal?
Mal was Pip-Boy.
I thought Mal was perfect in this scene. Like,
really?
Did you not like him? I don't know the series at all, but I really liked the way that... I don't know. Did you not like him in this?
I'll reserve my critique for after you're done.
Alright, I was so busy typing up things for Wash. I didn't really type much for Mal. I really liked him in the scene. Like, he sounded like in charge. And is he the person that's in charge on the show?
Yes.
See, I got that. So, I don't know. I liked you, Pip-Boy. I thought Wash at first. His voice almost reminded me of Jimmy Stewart a little bit. Like, your lines were very train of thought, and I thought you did a good job conveying that. At the top of this scene, though, it seemed a little bit awkward. Like, you didn't seem convincing just for, like, the first couple of lines. And then once you got into it, it was like, you guys were both, I thought, completely awesome in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you guys both owned it. That's my whole critique.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Now tell me what was wrong with Pip-Boy.
What was wrong with Pip-Boy? I was completely content with how in charge and stuff he sounded in the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest problem... is when it gets to the "she married you" line.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't know if that came off as insultory as it should have. And I was just, like, taken aback. I was really confused by that. Like, I swear to God, that one line
that scarred my... That one line turned your whole opinion on him?
Yeah. Like, it worked for me. And it's just, like, it didn't sound very dynamic to the rest of it.
Well, like, at the beginning, I liked Mal the best, and then as the scene progressed, I latched onto Wash, and then I started writing this whole critique about Wash, how much I liked him, so then I kind of forgot about Mal, so I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Because Mal is supposed to be in control and in charge and everything, but at the same time, Wash is driving him insane by, like, how out of it that he is, and it was Wash's idea to come along on this anyways, and... Like, he doesn't entirely blame him for that, but at the same time, it'd be nice if he could have time to think, and Wash isn't allowing him that. Anyways,
Yes, but did you explain this to the actors when you emailed them to them?
I don't remember.
So you can't necessarily blame them if they haven't seen the show. If you didn't.
Even if they don't see the show, I don't know. Anyway, so as for Sam, as Wash, I think you did a good job. I would have liked you to freak out a tiny, eensy-weensy bit more. But other than that, I thought
at
you were
cool. At the beginning?
Cool.
Do you agree with me at the beginning, though? It was kind of like when you said, I think I've been kidnapped, it didn't really sound like you...
Yeah. Like... Because they're just thrown into this room, blindfolded, and...
Yeah. This is probably the first scene that I've heard from your team that, like, I didn't have any... Because I don't know anything about any of these shows you're doing that I could really, like, kind of follow. Because... So I feel like you guys both did a good job, mostly as far as.
I think you both did a good job, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I think as a whole, this is probably the best scene from Checkatree's side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I really liked. I don't know. It was good. I'll just say that. I think you'll both be here next week. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But I'm through with you both now.
Okay. I'm done too. All
right.